On Monday night, less than 24 hours after receiving the news that U.S. and French forces had abducted and forcibly deposed Haiti's democratically elected president Jean-Bertrand Aristide, an emergency demonstration against the coup in Haiti was called by the Los Angeles Answer Coalition. Despite pouring rain, over 100 people assembled at the Westwood Federal Building with signs calling for the U.S. and France to restore Aristide and to remove their invading forces. The demonstrators then marched to the nearby French consulate, where a rally was held denouncing the French role in the invasion. John Beecham of Answer described the public outrage leading up to the event.
Answer called it sort of on an emergency basis. People were calling into the office with their concern, people crying. They've seen it on the news. They heard Maxine Waters on the news this morning saying that she had talked to Aristide and that Aristide had not resigned, and that Aristide was forcibly removed. And so people really, from their heart, felt like this was so anti-democratic of the U.S. to remove the only elected president of Haiti, you know, ever, or at least, in recent memory, that we had to call an emergency demonstration in order to call attention to these really just sort of like, the barbaric actions of the U.S. military, of the U.S. government.
After the rally, demonstrators marched back to the federal building and continued their demonstration for another hour. Several shared their impressions of the recent events and described what had brought them to the demonstration.
I heard about it through email and the Answer Coalition, and I'm here to show my opposition to the U.S.'s involvement in the coup. I was part of the Southern Africa Support Project in Washington, D.C. when we were protesting against the apartheid movement there and Bush 1. So I think it's very, very important that I'm here today against Bush 2 to continue to show opposition to U.S. capitalism and imperialism around the world.
Well, it's the same behavior the U.S. has portrayed over the last 50 years, invading countries for false reasons to take over either the land, the natural resources, the people. And it's a crime. It's a U.S. crime. And we have to stand up for the people of the world who the U.S. oppresses and murders and kills. That's why I'm here. It's the same concept, the same people doing the same murderous, treacherous deeds. It is the same process. It's the same thinking. There's no difference between us invading Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Haiti. There is no difference. It's the same mentality. It is be damned the people of the world. I'll take what I want when I want it. And that's the Bush cartel.
Listening to KPFK, we're able to get the cutting edge of news of what's really going on. So it was quite clear that you listen to the corporate media now, and what are they saying? They're saying that Aristide fled, but in fact he was kidnapped by armed force and forced out of Haiti by the U.S. Marine Forces and the Bush administration. So we have to oppose that. The U.S. is committing aggression all over the world, occupying countries, determining who will rule for their own interests at will, and we have to oppose that. We have to mobilize and oppose that.
I heard about it on KPFK. I'm from Anaheim. I drove up in the rain. It took me almost 3 hours to get up here. It's well worth it to protest the new invasion of the United States into Haiti and the arrest of the president and his kidnapping. And we're against the United States forces being in Haiti, killing Haitian people. Wherever they go, the United States Army and Marines are killers. And they killed mostly civilians. And I'm against it.
I wasn't happy when I heard that that the hoodlums are being backed by our CIA. You know, our government shouldn't be involved in such political games, no. That's why I'm against it. That's basically. I'm from West Africa. America has been supporting the wrong people all this time, no. We like them to support democracy the way we have it here, no. Other people should enjoy it the same way we enjoy it here. That's the main thing. I come from a French-speaking country, and the French have more control over their former colonies than before, so I'm not surprised. The French always do what they want. They don't care, no. In fact, they used to support weapons to South Africa during the apartheid regime, no, so I'm not very surprised.
I was really, really shocked. I've been following KPFK, and that's been my big source of information. And I followed last week, and we tried to call, we tried to write, And it's just shameful to me that we're involved in this. And I just keep thinking, you know, the American people, we've just got to wake up. We're doing all these terrible things. But this was so overt. We've done a lot of covert things, but this was so out there. And to think that we armed them, and then we lied. And we did this, I guess, in 91. And this has been going on. I think they've had 42 coups in the last year. And this is their 200th anniversary from slavery. And I think the truth is going to come out, and right will be right. I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime. But I think it's incumbent on each person to do whatever they can for freedom and justice for everyone. That's the way we'll have peace. We're not going to have it just sitting around. We're going to have it actively support peace and justice for everyone.
I heard about this event because I got an email from somebody on a reparations listserv, and they gave me a number in New York, and I didn't know it was Answer, and they called me, and they gave me a number here in LA, and I'm here because I'm horrified. I'm just completely horrified and disgusted about the way the media are lying. They're lying to people, and I feel like this is everything that just it's already happened. The United States has already have a history of this. This is just what they did in Guatemala. It's just what happened in El Salvador. It's just what happened in Nicaragua. That they're going into into countries where they're trying to have a democracy, where the leader is trying to help poor people, and the United States and moneyed interests are going in and they're funding death. And I'm just wondering, you know, what good is all this? I feel like there's more similarities of what they tried to do in Venezuela and what I'm sure they're going to try to do in Brazil. Is that at any time there's somebody who's for the people, the United States, they start funding death. They start funding death and destruction to keep those people out. And so in that sense, perhaps, that's the overlap, is that if what they care about is wealth and money, and what they care about in Iraq is money and oil, and what they care about in Haiti is again protecting moneyed interests and the business people of this country and business people all around the world, that's the overlap to me. That it's all about protecting the wealthy and the rich, and it's all about screwing over the poor. And I can't, maybe the only difference is that they didn't actually assassinate Aristide the way they did, you know, the way they've done.
Organizers said that demonstrations would continue with a protest during Invader-in-Chief Bush's visit to Los Angeles this Wednesday, March 3rd, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Shrine Auditorium, 649 West Jefferson, building to a mass demonstration against all U.S. occupations on March 20th at 12 noon at Hollywood and Vine in Los Angeles. For additional information, go to answerla.org or call the Answer Coalition at 213-487-2368.